Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
Got it. We're going to take another hit on the environment here and take a look at a conference that certainly is a sign of the times. Plug In 2008. Now, that does not have anything to do with hair dryers, I guarantee you. It's a meeting later today in Silicon Valley. And it's a meeting that gathers people who love to soup up their cars, but also automakers will be there, utility companies will be there, and scientists, all meeting under one roof to explore electric transportation. Joining us now is Mark Duvall, the program manager of electric transportation at the Electric Power Research Center. And he joins us from San Jose. Thank you, Mark, for joining us.
Oh, thank you. I'm glad to be here.
You know, it seems like a great meeting of, you know, big auto companies, utilities that have the juice, and a lot of sort of low-level entrepreneurs who have been tweaking their cars and turning them into electric mobiles for some time now. Interesting combination of cultures.
Yes, and it's been a long time coming.
Now, when you say it's been a long time coming, you mean we should have done this a long time ago, or a lot of people have been working in the sort of wilderness to make electric cars for much longer than people think?
I think that many of the parties have wanted to explore how to use electricity in transportation for a long time. And I think this is the first time that we've really seen enough momentum, especially on the part of the big automotive companies, to actually see that, yes, there is a time in the near future where this is going to be possible.
Well, they're desperate to get into a business where you can actually make money. For the utility companies, what's in it for them? I mean, they're at capacity now on these hot days. I imagine, you know, plugging one SUV into the grid on a 100-degree day in New York could just bring down the whole system.
No, that's not very likely to happen that way. It's true that we do have capacity issues on the very hottest days, but that's really only a few hours a day. And most of the time, there's really plenty of capacity to handle millions upon millions of vehicles plugged into the grid. And what we're trying to do with working with automakers and utilities together is design cars that ultimately plug into the grid, and the whole process is smart. So we call it smart charging, and it means that you would plug cars in, and they would tend to know the time of day, know when to charge or when not to charge, and so they're out using this unused capacity that exists at night.
So you're describing a car that, when it's plugged in, is actually kind of playing the energy futures market through its own sort of computer intelligence, buying the cheapest power at the best time of the day.
Yes, and what we hope is that in the near future, cars, as well as a lot of other appliances, will automatically do this.
Now, as far as the actual cars are concerned, what do they look like? How would they be different from a vehicle that you would purchase today that uses gasoline, or even a hybrid?
Well, we have three cars in our booth right now, and they look just like normal cars, and they have all the same features. They just happen to have plugs on them as well as fuel tanks. Really, plug-in hybrids are fundamentally almost exactly like hybrid vehicles. They have a larger battery, and they have a plug. You plug them in, and they can rely on electricity for the first part of your driving. And then when the battery is used up, they switch over to what we would call sort of hybrid mode, and they act very much like a hybrid vehicle.
And Mark, it sounds pretty simple. Wasn't that one of the early criticisms of electric cars, that they were very complicated to charge and that the batteries didn't last as long as the driver might need it, so on and so forth?
Well, we've got some electric cars at the show, too, and that is one of the things that you have to deal with when you get an electric car, is you have to understand how long the battery can take you and where you're going to find your next charging station. Plug-in hybrids, which are most of the cars in the show, use electricity in the first part of the day. The battery's designed to take care of the sort of 20 to 40 miles a day that everyone seems to drive. That seems to be about as much as a lot of people drive. And then if you want to drive further than that, then you're going to use gasoline and drive in a hybrid mode, which is still very efficient, but takes you really as far as you need to go.
What is the technological limitation on batteries right now that, if it were eliminated, would really move electric cars into a completely different dimension?
I think it's actually more of a cost limitation than a technology limitation. We think the batteries are very good today, and they offer very good reliability and durability. They're expensive, So it makes the cars more expensive, and understanding how to design batteries that are less expensive and then build huge factories to mass produce them and get the cost down with economies of scale is really the next big important step.
But isn't there an environmental issue with that? I mean, if you mass scale battery production, doesn't that have environmental implications in waste and energy?
There is a little bit of energy use in battery manufacture, but relative to the amount of gasoline a car consumes over its life, it's really a very small percentage of that. And most of the big manufacturers know that they have to have real recycling programs in place so that when batteries are reach their end of life and they're taken out of cars, they're fully recycled and the materials are accounted for or reused.
So
how much are these hybrids?
Well, today,
the electrical gas cars, what am I looking at paying?
Today, the rule of thumb is that a hybrid vehicle is about $3,000 more than a conventional vehicle. And at today's gas prices, there's about a 4 or 5 year payback on that. Plug-in hybrids are going to be a few thousand dollars more, but the added savings between using electricity instead of very expensive gasoline will recover that cost.
Maybe now, but I mean, when everyone's using electric cars, you know, we'll be in a supply and demand situation there as well. Quickly, though, Mark, is there the hottest car on the lot right now? Is there the GTO of the plug-in 2008?
Quickly. Oh, there's some great cars. There's a Ford Escape plug-in
Ford
hybrid
Escape.
SUV.
All right,
a Saturn View.
We don't have time for the whole list, but sounds like you're a pig in it there at the conference. Mark Duvall is program manager for electric transportation at the Electric Power Research Center. Thanks for joining us, Mark.
Yes, thank you. It's a great show. Thank you.